So we've turned the corner in the book of Exodus, and now, rather than it being just a straight narrative as a story, these are commands. This is the culture being put in place. We are reading basically law. These are the rules by which the children of Israel must live, as given to Moses by God. And some of this can get tedious, because it's hard to understand why an ox has to be exchanged for sheep and different things like that. And the only way to really understand is to go to the heart of why. And if you look at it in terms that you can understand, for example, a car or some other possession, it helps you to be able to get in context what's being said here. And although there are some cultural things that we just don't have a place for because they are not in our culture, most of the things that God is handing down right now, we can very easily identify with. So don't just let this blow by you and go, wow, this is just tedious, or wow, this is really ancient and using terminology that I don't really understand, that it's just not a part of the culture I live in. Don't let that happen. It is in the Bible. This is the inspired word of God, handed down over thousands and thousands of years. And it wouldn't be there if it didn't need to be there. So if you will allow yourself to look deeper, one layer deeper than just the issue at hand, you will see the reasons why, how they were to behave toward one another. And fundamentally, those are the same things by which we must live. And then Jesus talks about the temple today being destroyed. And of course, that's a historical fact. The Romans, shortly after the time of Christ, did come and destroy Jerusalem. They had just had enough. Rome, during the time of the New Testament that we are reading right now, during the time of Christ, Israel was under Roman rule. It wasn't under Egyptian rule or any of that anymore. It's the time of the Roman Empire. And so the Jews were looking for a Messiah to come and deliver them from Roman power. And even some of the disciples seemed to be looking for Christ to step up and do that. So Jesus dies in the early 30s AD. And it was 70 AD. Less than 40 years later that all of Jerusalem was completely leveled, utterly destroyed by the Romans. They had just had enough of dealing with the Jews, and so they destroyed Jerusalem. If you look at the tone, though, of what Jesus is saying, if you listen to the way that he is speaking now, you realize that he is just a very short time before terrible suffering and death. And so every word that he speaks carries weight and urgency as he nears the end of his life and the completion of his mission.